year when the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the shofar is not sounded on this day. The background to the submission is described in the Gemara. The sages were concerned that a person may seek the guidance of a Torah scholar regarding the blowing of the shofar, and in a moment of forgetfulness carry the shofar in the public domain, an act that is forbidden on Shabbos. In order to protect against such a possible transgression, the mitzvah of shofar is suspended whenever Rosh Hashanah coincides with Shabbos. So we take a look at this Gemara, and we have to understand what is the rationale behind this. Because after all, and this is source number two, the Gemara also tells us that the reason why, one of the reasons why we blow the shofar, is kedei la'arbev et ha-satan, in order to confuse the satan. And there's a tremendous power that the shofar has in confusing the satan to ensure that we have a good judgment. And the Gemara goes on to say that a year that you don't blow in the beginning, marim la b'sofa, there's going to be negative, potential negative consequences at the end of the year. There's going to be a fallout if you're not going to blow the shofar, because you're not going to silence the satan, you're not going to confuse the satan. So again, the Rishonim point out that that's only if you don't blow it when you have the ability to blow it. On Shabbos, when you're not allowed to blow it, it's not referring to this. Nonetheless, the question still stands. The power of shofar is so powerful that we need this in our judgment. How can we possibly not blow shofar? And why aren't we blowing shofar? Continues Rav Schwab, Rav Moshe Schwab, in source number 3. V'tama takana shema yavarenu dalanamos b'shus harabi. We think about this takana. Perhaps the person is going to bring it, to carry it in the public domain. It's so far-fetched. Maybe somebody is going to forget the shofar. Maybe somebody is going to forget how to blow the shofar. Maybe somebody is going to need to ask somebody how to blow the shofar, because blowing of the shofar itself is not a problem on Shabbos. So we're afraid that perhaps, maybe somebody's going to take it out. And as Rav Bernstein points out in source number 5, how many people throughout the generations do we imagine would actually come to carry the shofar? Maybe one or two. And even if they did, it would be a moment of forgetfulness, so the violation would not even be intentional. The rabbis are telling us that in order to avoid that one person, sometime in history, accidentally violating Shabbos, it is worthwhile suspending the mitzvah of shofar from the entire Jewish people for that year. Whoa. Obviously, there must be something deeper here. And this year that we have, the first day of Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos, Aleinu Litvonen v'lomoda te'inyan shatakana melamedot otanu. Obviously, this decree that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos is teaching us something. We need to ask ourselves, what is it teaching us? And we need to also try to understand, well, what are we supposed to do if we don't have shofar? What takes the place of shofar, which has that tremendous power of moving Hashem from the Kisei Din, from the throne of judgment, to the Kisei Rachamim, to the throne of mercy? There's a lot to say here, my friends, and there's a lot to discover and analyze. We'll take a look at a number of ideas and end with what I think is a tremendous chiddush. The beginning ideas are well known. The final idea is just like incredible. But we'll get there. Let's start with idea number one. The first idea of the number of ideas we're going to see today is to teach us, again Rav Schwab, Kimo in source number 8, Shekabalat Omuchut Shamayim Ba'idei Shofar, just like accepting the yoke of heaven, Malchios, coronating Hashem as king, comes through the shofar. Likewise, Kach Yiba Ayidei Hamida Shel Zehirus. There's another way of also achieving the same goal, the same result of Malchus Shamayim, of the yoke of Hashem's kingship, and that is through the Mida of Zehirus, of being watchful and careful. And indeed, Ein Lecha Kabbalat O Machut Shelo Tichlo B'Tocha Midasu. There's really no aspect of accepting the yoke of Hashem's kingship upon us that doesn't have within it this aspect of Zehirus. And this is really the bedrock of what Avodas Hashem is about. Every person has to ask themselves, did I fulfill my obligation? Maybe I could have done it this way. Perhaps I should have said it that way. The whole idea of Yadus is based on thinking before you act. And this is the rectification of making sure that a person isn't going to go out. Perhaps a person isn't going to be careful. So since we're focusing on the aspect of being careful, that's where the takana comes from, saying we don't want a person to fall into this trap of not being careful. So us making this takana that you can't, the rabbis making the edict that you can't go out unless the person isn't careful, is teaching us the importance of being careful. And hora'azu mechayevet otanu lekabel targashat kama aleinu liot zehirim b'chol maisa. So when I understand what the whole premise of this takana, this decree is about, then it teaches me that I need to be more careful in everything that I do, in my action, b'maisa, b'dibur, or b'machshava, in speech, and in thought. And liot b'pachal if they call pa'ula, and ask myself before I do anything, shemani bali de'aveira, perhaps I'm going to fall into the hands of sin. And when a person is responding, it's a churban hu garem latzmo lulam kulo b'maitza aveira, when a person realizes what destruction you bring to the world with every time you sin, and how you rebuild the world every time you do a mitzvah, this in itself creates a tremendous kvod shamayim in this world. And this is the way that Darchei Musar, quoting Rav Yitzchak Blaser, who says in source number 11, Ki Chazal atoshim hikiru v'yadu et Darchei Hashem. Chazal understood the ways of Hashem, and they knew et godel ansho shel over veira b'shoge b'olam haba. And they know what it means to be punished in the future world of doing an aveira even accidentally. If Klal Yisrael would realize and would see the great punishment that will befall a person who's going to do something accidentally, they would clearly say, we'd rather give up all the benefits that the blowing of the shofar has just to save this one individual in 100 years from getting punished in the future. To save one person from this punishment, it's enough not to blow shofar. And you see here, my friends, that we're here talking about someone who does it by accident. They forget it's Shabbos. They forget there's no way roof. Whatever the situation is. Alachas kama v'kama in 12. How much more so the punishment of someone who does an aveira on purpose, what their punishment is in the future world. The kol's man shadam nimsa b'olam hazeh. And this is what we have to realize, that as long as we're living in this world, we have the ability to do tshuva. We have the ability also to have yisurim kalim, small challenges in our lives that enable a person to wipe away their sins here in order not to get punished in the future. So when a person puts in their hand in their pocket and they want to pull out a quarter and they pull out a nickel, ay, why did this happen to me? Right? You pull out, we've discussed this before, a quarter of a cup, measuring cup, when you're looking for a third measuring cup. Thank you, Hashem. And these are the wake-up calls that enable a person, when these things happen to them, that a person then is Bahari B'tshuva. Why is it that I picked out a third of a cup instead of a quarter of a cup? Why did I get a nickel instead of a quarter? Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending me a little bit of a message. Improve. Work on yourself. Every time we have this happen to us, and I wake up, and I realize this is time to reflect and introspect, that has the ability to wipe away so many sins. That's all true when I'm living in this world. Once I leave this world, I don't have that ability anymore. So to save a person from such potential punishment, it's better that we don't blow the shofar. And that's why the Arizal says in Ol Moshe, Rav Scheinerman quotes in Source 13, If we would know how many spiritual edifices we are building with just one, you know, movement of a hand for the sake of heaven, and how one flip of the hand could bring back so much destruction. One would sit, Yoshev Kol Yamav, says there, Risa, you would sit all your days, Bipachad V'yira Lahania Ever, in trepidation to move even a small finger. And that is why, the Kemosha Kabbalat Omachut Shemayim Bayidei Shofar, just like we accept the yoke of Hashem's kingship through the Shofar, we also accept it through the Midah of Zahiros. This is the first of the steps of Pinchas ben Yair, that Mesillas Yesharim bases, the Ramchal bases his Sefer, and a person has to know the power of a mitzvah, the power of an Aveira, and when understanding this, one understands why it's worth not blowing the shofar, to teach us this lesson of the power of what one Aveira, even b'shogeg, accidentally, can happen to a person, and how careful we need to be. And Rosh Hashanah is a time, it starts with tshuva, it's a time to work on zahiros, being careful in our thoughts, in our speech, and in our action. That's idea number one. Idea number two is that Shabbos itself takes the place of the shofar. So while we have the power of the shofar during regular years, and we have it the second day Rosh Hashanah, we don't need the shofar in the same way. And Chazal were able to say, don't have the need for the shofar, right? We don't want this person to get punished. You don't really need the shofar the first day. The shofar is going to be extra. Why? Because Shabbos takes the place of the shofar. In what way? So there are a number of ways to look at the second level. Let's start with 2a. The Divrei Chaim, the Moshe quotes, Tkios hi la'ore rachamim rabi milamala. The tkios, the blowing of the shofar, is about awakening mercy from above. The Shabbos Kodesh Mekor HaRachamim, and Shabbos itself is the source of Rachamim, of mercy. And therefore, we don't need the shofar, what the Shabbos itself does. Quotes of B'nai Yisoschar, Harei Mevor, Ki B'Shabbos Kodesh, Ein Hadin Shalei Klal Ba'olam. On Shabbos, there is no aspect of judgment. And therefore, you don't need the shofar to mitigate the judgment. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos is only involved in the aspect of rachamim and the aspect of kindness. So, let me divrei shetachlis ki shofar kidei labtika dinim Yisrael. That the fact is that the shofar is moving Hashem kivyochol from the seat of judgment to the seat of mercy. Aval b'Shabbos Kodesh she'ein hadin sholeit. The end of 15. On Shabbos, when there is no justice, ki'im rachamim gmurim, but pure mercy, you don't need to have the shofar in order to sweeten the judgments. And in fact, the Eila HaMoadai, Rav Schlesinger, who brings these ideas down, note that Shabbos is gematria kashya rafia, difficult and light. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, we know, is a harsh din. The second day is a weaker din. It's a less of a din. Shabbos has, the Kedusha of Shabbos has the ability both to mitigate the harsh din as well as the soft din. And he says, in fact, Shabbos stands for Shabbat Bimkom Tekios. Shabbos in place of the Tekios. Let's understand this idea a little bit deeper. Of David Hofstadter in 17. The cry which emanated from the depths of Bnei Israel's heart and bespoke their close bond with their Father in heaven stirred Hashem's compassion, so he had mercy on them. This is what the Rishonim call the shofar to be sounded by a righteous individual, because the shofar is a form of prayer, a heartfelt cry for divine help, and it stands to reason that the shofar should be sounded by someone who possesses spiritual merits, since the prayer's effectiveness depends in part on the worthiness of the supplicant. In fact, the rule that prayer should be led by a virtuous person applies even more to the sounding of the shofar. A spoken prayer consists of words and statements with their own independent meaning. But the shofar blast conveys a wordless cry from the depth of the Baal Tokeya's own heart. It is only natural then that he be worthy of serving as a mouthpiece, so to speak, for the Jewish people's prayers. The shofar is a tefillah. It's a tefillah without words that goes straight up to heaven. Perhaps we can explain with this why the remembrance of the shofar blast is enough on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls, source 18, on any other day of the week, the Jewish people could not secure a favorable judgment through their prayers alone, since they lack the requisite spiritual merits. But they must use the tzaaka, the powerful cry embodied by the wail of the shofar, to elicit divine mercy. The Shabbos day, however, in the double underline, sanctifies the Jewish people, cleansing and elevating them. And as a result, the very words they utter are imbued with a greater level of sanctity. Their tefillos thus become purer, more elevated, making them worthy of being heard by Hashem. So the first idea is Shabbos itself is rachamim. Shabbos itself is mercy. The second idea of the power of Shabbos is that it changes us. Shabbos isn't only a day of mercy where Hashem doesn't have judgment. Shabbos has the impact that we become changed as a result of Shabbos. We become uplifted. We become sanctified. Thus, on Shabbos, our prayers themselves take on all the qualities of the sounding of the shofar. Due to the special kedusha of Shabbos, the words of our prayer are invested with greater purity and holiness, and those prayers are therefore dubbed a remembrance of the shofar blast, for they take the place of the sounding of the shofar. So idea number one of the power of the shofar, it's a day of rachmin. Idea of mercy. Idea number two is that the tefillos on Rosh Hashanah, like where should you put your energy? I don't have to get a shofar. So what should I focus in on? Shofar is such a major motif of Rosh Hashanah. And the answer is, focus in on the tefillos. Obviously focus on tefillos as well on the second day. But the tefillos, the prayers themselves, take on such a central role because it's our prayers that are in place of the shofar. The prayers, Shabbos has the ability to elevate us, therefore our prayers are elevated. They're coming from a deeper, more refined place within ourselves, and therefore they're able to go straight up to heaven with the same power that the shofar goes straight up to heaven. What do we have on Shabbos? We have our tefillos. The third idea of how Shabbos is in place of shofar is a very beautiful idea of Rav Heinemann in Chikrei Lev. And he notes in source number 19 a very interesting medrash in Pirkei Derabbi Eliezer. Medrash talks about that Adam Arishon was created on Friday, and then Ben Hashmashos, he was sent out from Gan Eden. Shabbos comes, v'naseh sanegor l'Adam Arishon. Double squiggly, when Shabbos comes, it becomes a protection for Adam Arishon. And Shabbos stood in front of Hashem and said, you know, you can't punish him. There's a kedusha of Shabbos. U'b'schut yom ha-Shabbos, the fact that Shabbos came and defended Adam, he was saved from the dina shel Gehenim, from the judgment of Gehenim. When Adam Arishon saw the great power of Shabbos, he sang the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So the obvious question on this medrash is, well, hold on a second. What do you mean Shabbos came as a protection to Adam Arishon? Adam Arishon was already judged on Friday and sent out of Gan Eden. In what way was Shabbos a protection for Adam Arishon? So the answer he offers is the following. And he says that when Adam Arishon sinned, he sinned against the Bria, he sinned against the creation. However, when Shabbos came, there was revealed a deeper aspect to the sin of Adam Arishon. And that is, to a certain degree, he sinned against Shabbos itself and the potential revelation of the greatness of Hashem's kingship that would have come on Shabbos had Adam Arishon not sinned. As we say, and this is source 20, in the bracha of Yotzei Ma'aros before Kriyat Shema, Lakel Asher Shavat Mikol HaMasim, Hashem who rested from all the deeds, B'yom HaShvi, on the seventh day he tala, he was elevated, V'yashav al kisei kvodom, and sat on his throne of glory. This is what we speak about. Yismechu b'malchutzcha shomrei Shabbos v'karei Yonah. Rejoice in the kingship of Hashem. Had Adam HaRishon not sinned, the Malchus of Hashem, the Aaron 20, the kingship of Hashem would have been revealed with all of its honor and all of its glory, as will be revealed very soon in the future. So when Adam HaRishon sinned, we now see that there was a sin against the Malchus Hashem, the kingship of Hashem, which was concealed until Shabbos arrived. Now Adam HaRishon deserved to get punished again for this infraction, to which came Shabbos and became a Sanhedrin. Shabbos stood as a protection to Adam to save him from further punishment, because the midah of Shabbos is not only rachami, mercy. The midah, the quality of Shabbos, is shalom. In the bracket in 20 is peace. As Ramban notes, in the Musaf offering of Shabbos, there is no chatat. There is no sin offering, because everything is peaceful. My friends, this is why Chazal tell us that on Shabbos, the Or HaGanuz remained until Motzei Shabbos. It was as if the Shabbos was trying to protect Adam HaRishon from any feeling of repercussions of what he did, to protect Adam HaRishon, to elevate Adam HaRishon, and to give him this feeling of Shabbos. Now we can appreciate in 23, HaKeitzah bitlu chazal tiki at HaShofar b'Shabbos, just because you're afraid somebody's going to carry? And the answer is this idea of the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Shashabari Sanegor La'adam. The place of the shofar to be the Sanegor, to be the protection of Klal Yisrael, that's what happens on Shabbos. Shabbos is the midah of shalom. That's how we wish people a Shabbat shalom. It's the aspect of peace. Shabbos is melamed et tzchus al kol adam basher hu. Shabbos finds goodness in every person where they're at, even the great sinners. Ubiyom shemachutro mitkazeket ba'olam shofim rachamav l'chol nivra. It's a day where Hashem's kingship becomes enhanced, and thereby a day of greater rachamim. And therefore, my friends, it is not worth breaking Shabbos to blow shofar, because the power of Shabbos, the power of being able to understand what it means to keep Shabbos, is so intense that it takes the place of the shofar. And hence he says, you know, on 24 we all look for a siman tova, a good sign, right? We eat honey, we should have a good year. We eat different foods, which have different, like a rimon, a pomegranate, that we should multiply our deeds like the seeds of a pomegranate. There can be no better siman tova. There can be no better sign than to have Shabbos as the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos is about Yismechu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. Shabbos is about Malchus Hashem. Shabbos is about coronating Hashem as king. That's the essence of Shabbos. Shabbos is about the protection for the Jewish people, albeit we've sinned. There can be a no greater sign of a good year than having the first day be Shabbos, and the first day being that protection for Klal Yisrael. Just to add one more idea on this before we're going to take a corollary for our lives. The Elohe Moadai, Rav Schlesinger, points out in 26, he says, what is the one of the powers of Tkiyah Shofar? Is that every time we blow, Shiyalu Eila Malachim Hayotzim Min HaShofar Min HaTkiyah Lifnei Kisei Kvodecha V'yamlitzu Tov Ba'adenu L'chaper Chatoteinu. We daven that Hashem should take the angels that come from our doing this mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, and those angels should be a Melech Yosher. Those angels should be speaking positively for us and be our defense for Hashem. So if I don't have the mitzvah of the Tekiah Shofar, so I've lost all of these angels that are going to be a protection for me. All these angels that are going to speak positively for me. Having said that, we know in 27, Achen Gam L'Shabbat Yesh Malachim. We know that Shabbos also has angels. Two angels escort a person home on Erev Shabbos from the shul. And Malachi Asheris, Malachi Elyon, and these angels look through the house, and if everything is in order and Shabbos is being kept, they are the ones who go up to Shemayim and are Megalitz Yosher, and they stand as a protectors for Klal Yisrael. So what we're trying to say here is, albeit the shofar is very powerful, and the angels that come from the shofar are very powerful, and the shofar is our sanagor, it is our defense attorney, granted. However, we have a substitute, and that substitute is Shabbos. Shabbos is the greatest protector you can have. The malachim, the angels that we have when we keep Shabbos, are also a protection for us. We have to understand that Shabbos itself, the day of shalom, the day of peace, the day when there is no judgment, that takes on the place of the shofar. And Shabbos achieves. The whole essence of Shabbos achieves what the shofar is supposed to achieve. The shofar is about being Mamlech Hashem, coronating Hashem as king. And the whole notion of Shabbos is Yismachu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos, to rejoice those who keep Shabbos, recognizing that Hashem is Malchuscha, that this is the Malchus, this is the kingship of Hashem. Shabbos creates that mindset. Shabbos creates this idea. Having said all of this, my friends, there's a caveat. And I want to speak about this caveat for a number of moments. And this is in 27 in the arrow. Ubechein, the bolt. Im ha'yudi shomer Shabbat kiochata. If a Jew keeps Shabbos appropriately, Hallo elo malachi miyoma Shabbos olim lifnei kisei hakavo v'yamlitzu tov ba'adeinu. Then these angels will come in front of the throne of glory, and indeed they are going to be speaking good. And all the goodness that Klal Yisrael gained from the shofar, the Shabbat achieves the same thing. Because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, we push away the Tekiah shofar. Biram, however, Elu Sheinam Bichlal Shomrei Shabbat Kilchata, one who isn't careful about the laws of Shabbos, Einam Mitchavshim B'Shabbos Im Shvut Rabbanu Ramishogeg Mimezik. They're not careful about different aspects of Shabbos. So about them, the question is raised, well, why aren't you blowing the shofar? It's a shvus that we're afraid that a person's going to walk out with the shofar. Are we able to say that's enough of a reason not to blow the shofar? The shofar will protect one who upholds the Shabbos, who upkeeps the Shabbos. However, if one isn't holding there, so then the question is, well then, perhaps we don't understand. Well, why don't you blow the shofar on Shabbos? And here, my friends, we have to understand what the idea of Shabbos is about. Rav Chaska Levenstein notes in Source 28, Chazal tell us, Shkula Shabbos keneged kol haTorah kula. Gemara Yerushalmi in the Derech, that Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvot in the Torah. If I really understood this, then I would run with my whole being to learn the Hilchos Shabbos and to make sure of keeping Shabbos appropriately. You know, it's like person business, and you hear there's an amazing business deal. You're going to run and try to invest in this deal. Like, you know, this is just profit. That Shabbos, it's Shkula Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula. And in order to be able to really access Shabbos, we need to learn the halachas of Shabbos. And this, my friends, is one of the greatest challenges that we have. Notes of Ben Ish Chai in the Double Squiggly in 28. Kol Adam Yasim Libo Veinav Vehilchos Shabbos Asher Rabu Me'od Lishmor Oto Kechol Hilchotav. There are so many laws of Shabbos. It is so difficult to keep Shabbos appropriately. Ki chayus Yisrael mitzonam talui b'shmirat Shabbos b'kedushato. V'ashrei ha'ish asher eina p'kuchot tamid also. Our whole source of bracha, of livelihood, of goodness comes from Shabbos. However, we need to be able to try to keep Shabbos to the best of our ability. And note, the Magid Mishnah at the bottom of Source 28, the Hilchos Shabbos v'ra'ui hu liotam rishono liot mitzvos ha'Shabbos ha'barot v'luchos b'persum rav. Know that Shabbos takes on such a tremendous weight that we should be very much involved in the learning of Shabbos. And this is one of the challenges that we have. Notes the Yaros Dvash in Source 29. Ube'emes rabu mechalalim. There are so many people who unfortunately are mechalal Shabbos to arise the Rabbanah. And the tzariach she'asim ish bazeh Shabbat lilibo lishmor v'lasot. And our challenge has to be able to learn Shabbos. Are you allowed to put a piece of bread in soup on Shabbos? Is there bishul, afia after bishul? What are the laws? Borer, the laws of Shabbos are so enormous, so immense. So therefore, my friends, just to understand what we're dealing with here, it's that Shabbos has protection. And Shabbos has protection even for sinners. However, having said that, we have to be Shomrei Shabbos. We have to be those who guard Shabbos. And guarding Shabbos means that we have to be aware that there are many halachos and many laws of Shabbos. So you're right. It's going to take a while, perhaps even years, to learn all the Hilchos Shabbos and to know them well. However, we need to be able to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah and be able to say to Hashem, I am doing tshuva in the sense that I'm making my Hilchos Shabbos a priority. That it may mean learning two halachos at every meal on the Shabbos. And I'm going to begin that already from Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Every meal will take a sefer in Hebrew and English, Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, whatever sefer, and Rabbi Ribriat's book, The Great Sfarim, and I'm going to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Hebrew, English, every two halachos every meal. The other suggestion that I find very, very impactful is this sefer. I do not get any cuts in books. Is Learn Shabbos in Just 3 Minutes a Day, Rabbi Daniel Broid, B-R-A-U-D-E. Learn Shabbos in Just 3 Minutes a Day. I find the sefer highly intelligible, in my own personal opinion, very well written, very well footnoted, and very practical. And it takes all the Lamatet Malachot as well as other things and has really brought it down to our lives. And it's just 3 minutes a day. If I can make this commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am working on being a Shomer Shabbos. I'm going to learn this sefer. It may take me a year and a half to learn it. Whatever it is, I'm going to show that I want the koach, the power of Shabbos, to be a protection for me. So my friends, the first idea that we saw today is that there's an idea of Zahiros. By not knowing that a person may not be careful, that's the message for me on how careful I have to be. And that message takes the place of shofar. The second idea of Shabbos takes the place of shofar. The idea of the rachamim, the mercy. The idea of that Shabbos has no aspect of din, no aspect of judgment. Shabbos is a sanagor. Shabbos is a protection for us. Shabbos is a time of shalom. Shabbos itself has those malachim that go up and cry for us. Shabbos elevates our tefillos, that we're different people. All of this, my friends, has to be with the understanding that I'm working on being a Shomer Shabbos, that Shabbos becomes the laws of Shabbos a major priority in my life. The third idea. Zahiros is idea number one. Shabbos is idea number two. The third idea. Source 32. The mere fact that the Jewish people of Hofstadter refrain from sounding the shofar on Shabbos is a declaration of the highest degree of Hashem's sovereignty. Accepting the sovereignty of a king means completely, fully, complying fully with all the king's wishes, without allowing any personal considerations to come into play. Chazal prohibited sounding the shofar Rosh Hashanah when it falls on Shabbos because of the concern that a Jewish person might desecrate the Shabbos by transporting a shofar through the public domain. Thus, by forgoing the merit of sounding the shofar, the Jewish people demonstrate that they place Hashem's honor above all personal considerations of their own. They consider it more important to preserve Kvod Shamayim, Bracken 32, by preventing a single Jew from desecrating the Shabbos than to engage in actions that can help secure a favorable judgment for themselves. And in addition, it also strengthens the Torah sages. This idea is very similar to a piece that we skipped just because of time consideration, my friends, but you can look at it in source 6 and 7 from the Meshech Chochma. To a certain degree, this is our Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak is about the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, which is a major motif in Rosh Hashanah. Avraham Avinu was prepared to give up that which was precious for him because God told him, we are prepared to give up something so precious to us, the sounding of the shofar and all the good things that happen with the shofar, all the positive energy and the protection we have from the shofar. We're ready to give all of this up for Hashem's honor. That Mesiras Nefesh, that listening to Hashem above our own considerations, that's Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim, that's accepting God's yoke of kingship. And that acceptance of God's yoke of kingship is the protection, is the power that the shofar affords without needing to blow the shofar. The way Rav Mizrachi points out in the Birkas Mordechai in 33, he says the following. He says, Chayvim ladad in the arrow, ki kol haskulos v'niflos. All the wonderful things that happen with the shofar, that Hashem leaves the throne of justice and goes to the throne of glory, a throne of mercy, and all the wonderful things that happen within us that we access through shofar. All of these are wonderful. But recognize that the reason we blow shofar is not because of all the 10 reasons of the Rav Sadia Gaon and all of these. The Gemara tells us, why do we blow shofar? Rachmana amar tik'u. Hashem, Rachmana, said blow the shofar. Harachmana amar tik'u hu gam kol hakavana nidresh l'kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's what we need, to blow the shofar and have that mindset missing. Ha'ikar chaser min ha-sefer. We've missed the boat. Mishum 34, Sha'ad Rabba, Kola Skulos, Omnam Skulos. You're right, these are all wonderful skulos. They're all wonderful things. But they're all wonderful when I have them in the context, 34 in the bracket, of Rachman Amar Tikkun that Hashem told me to blow. If I'm missing this, as Ein Bo B'Shofar Zeh Yoter Mesher B'Kocha Tosracher, if I'm missing this element that Hashem commanded me to blow, then it's like blowing any instrument. It loses the whole motif of shofar. V'lachein in the asterisk, kisherachmana amar al tik'u, hareze b'diyuk oto rachmana amar, v'akol hakol muchbad, muchdar el harachmana amar hazeh. The same Hashem who told me to blow is now telling me not to blow. Do I need anything else? The same power that happens when Hashem says, do this, is the same power that happens when Hashem, through the Chachamim, say, don't blow. V'lo be'emes amar rachmana al tiku. This is what the Torah told us, l'shmo l'chachamim. And if this is what the Chachamim are telling me to do, then this Zahirus, this Yira Shamayim of al tiku, this has the power of blowing of the shofar. Because that's what it's all about. V'lachein in 35 in the bracket, ain shum nafkamina. There's really no practical difference between Hashem telling me to blow than Hashem telling me zichron trua. It should be remembrance of the blow. Because sof kol sof, when push comes to shove, the bottom line is mekayimim hema Yisrael et harachmana amar. We're doing what Hashem says. And that brings us to Yiras Shamayim. That brings us to that level of closeness to Hashem. And in that way, we've achieved what the shofar is meant to achieve, to listen to Hashem. Okay, my friends, let's summarize and get to the final answer, which for me today is the Chiddush. Not sure I understand it 100%. I'll present it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's tremendous Yata Deshmaya. We will try to understand it, and then we'll work at it in our own homes, in our own families, to try to access the depth of this. But let's first summarize. Idea number one, why don't we have the shofar? It teaches us, the Hebrews, how careful we have to be. If we would just know the power of one sin or one mitzvah, whoa, it would change our whole perspective. Idea one. Idea two, Shabbos. We take Shabbos so for granted. As Rav Pinkus itself says in his directive, Shabbos Malkasa. You know, Shabbos should be like Pesach, where it comes once a year. We get really excited about it. The fact that it comes every week, it loses something. We have to create Shabbos. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah has to be a Shabbos like no other Shabbos. When we're really keeping Shabbos, that koach of Shabbos will be the protection. Work on making a commitment to learn the halachas of Shabbos. Be able to treat the Shabbos the way it deserves to be treated, that we're found b'heichalos shamelech, in the palace of the king. And we need to learn the etiquette of the way to behave in such a palace. Shabbos is a time of rachamim. Shabbos elevates us, elevates our tefillos, and that comes in place of the shofar. The angels stand of Shabbos in place of the angels from the shofar. Finally, I'm worried I can't blow the shofar. Whoa! Hashem told me the reason I'm blowing the shofar is to listen to Him. So the moment I listen to Hashem through the chacham and through the sages and I don't blow the shofar, I have achieved the same thing as blowing the shofar. It's about listening to Hashem. What Hashem wants more than anything, as Shmuel HaNavi told Shaul HaMelech, is to listen to Him, right? To listen to Hashem, Misevach Tov, that a beautiful sacrifice. That is the fundamental key. Our fourth and final idea for today, I want to preface it with a piece from Moda Labina, Source 36. Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, Rosh Hashanah, Kobay Olam Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Merom. On Rosh Hashanah, all mankind pass in front of Hashem like sheep, whatever Bnei Merom may mean, right? Individually, right? Three different images, but the imagery of individually passing in front of Hashem for judgment. Bracket 36, Hadam Nivra Yechidi. We were created as individuals. Ein Zeh Rak Inyan Mispari. It's not just a number. One, two. And there's only one person, and therefore he was created as an individual. No. Shadam Nivra Im Yichud Miyuchad Mishalom. Right? Every person's face is different. Every person's personality is different. There are no two people, even identical twins, who are the same from the beginning of time until the end of the time. V'ad kidei kach higia yichudoto shal adam b'kshu malchei shar lomar lufanav katos. Adam HaRishon's individuality was so great that the angels wanted to sing praise to him. We have to recognize and appreciate what it means to be created in the image of God, the uniqueness, the specialness. V'hine, continuing in 36 in the asterisk, av shenit rabu b'nei hadam b'ria, even though after Adam HaRishon the world became populated, Mikol makom, nevertheless, haya haratzon, Hashem's will is, shekol achad ve'achad yishaer yichidi yichudi. Hashem wants there should be with every person an individuality. That every person watches and guards their individual nature. Kol achad lufi hatsura. Everyone has a special form, has a special meaning in life. Haino inyano apimi, that which makes me wired specifically special. Shenivra bo ubavuro, that was created for me, that makes me special. One of the impacts of the Dor HaMabul was they lost their individuality. They lost their specialness. They became like everyone else. And that is why the world had to be destroyed and recreated. We have to recognize that there's something unique about me, something special about me. There's a certain kvod shamayim, there's a certain glory of revealing God's kingship that's found in this world that nobody else can replicate. That's unique to me and my service of Hashem. 37, v'hineke shadam chote, when a person sins, Tarti, Bay, there are two aspects. One is the sin itself. You went over God's will. You didn't listen to what Hashem told you. V'hashini, the second, listen to this closely. Bitul yesod surat briyatom. You've in some way affected your specialness. Shehu ha'adam nivra yechidi v'ubitul b'maisa achet et yechiduto. Me'adam yechidi nefachu liyot larov al pnei adama. Every time you sin, you've lost a certain amount of that godliness, that certain amount of specialness, that certain amount of uniqueness. There's some aspect of you that's been affected, we'll use. When a person stands on Rosh Hashanah, Ikar Adin, the major din is, Ha'im Ha'adam Nimsa Be'etzem Surat Yitzirato. Are you the way Hashem has envisioned you to be? Hashem has a certain vision of who you are and what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to live your life. Chet, sin, means to miss the mark. Every time we sin, we are in some way affecting that purity of spirit, that purity of image. We're veering off from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu envisioned us to be. Rosh Hashanah is not just about looking at our maisim, because indeed there's a judgment every day with our maisim, with our deeds. Rosh Hashanah is much deeper than that. Rosh Hashanah is asking a much more fundamental question. What effect has all these sins had on you? What effect has all the good things had on you? Have you been able to maintain your uniqueness, your specialness? Have you been able to maintain the clarity of why you are here in this world? Have you been able to be loyal to that image that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for each and every one of us? That is the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. And that is why the Rambam, when he speaks about that when Hashem is judging, it's not just, you know, all the Averos here and all the mitzvos here. There are some mitzvos that outweigh many Averos, and there are some Averos that outweigh many mitzvos. Because what we're talking about is not a numerical number. We're talking about the effects of the mitzvos and the Averos on the person. Elahanidon hu, double squiggling 38, Elahesa shalaotam, it's about the person themselves. Haim surat tzadik alav, can you still see on him the tzura of a tzadik, the tzura, the form of the image that Hashem has of who this person should be? Haim yuhudo shaladam kayambo, do you still see that spark of godliness in this person? Ochasa shalom ibeidu tzurat chesadadam. Or have you got, one has, God forbid, lost this aspect of who they are that makes them unique and special? And this, my friends, is the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Din in 39, Atzuratosho kol Adam v'Adam l'chud. We each are evaluated alone. Have you been able to develop, to allow, to sprout, and to really flourish that uniqueness, that specialness? Or have you lost it? Have you ruined it? Have you changed it? Have you been able to maintain your identity, which makes you special? And the second question, obviously, is we are judged in a group as well to see whether this uniqueness that I have I been able to impact the group? Shlemus Hatzura Ba'olam Azei Noeli Deit Siruf Kol B'nei Adam Yachad Chay Adam Yachad Nishlam Inyan Tzura Sa'adam V'tzura Sa'olam. Have I been able to make my impact in my specialness on the people around me? Rosh Hashanah is about going back, and that's what Tekiyah Shofar is about. Tekiyah Shofar is about entering into that Lifnai V'lifnim, that deeper part of me, the essential part of me, the core of me, and to ask one question, which Hashem asked Adam Arishon on this day, Ayeka, where are you? Where is the person that Hashem has envisioned us to be? Are we living up to Hashem's image of who we can and should be? Now, my friends, Let's understand Shabbos. There's a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara talks about, let's say, you're carrying something and it's Shabbos. What do you do? So if there's a Gentile there or a donkey, so then you can give it to that person, perhaps. Right, we're not paskening. But the Gemara says, there's another method that you could do if you're carrying and there's nothing, no one around that you can hand it to. The Chachamim didn't want to reveal it. What's this other method? And again, we're not paskening here, we're just learning this Gemara in theory. To the fact that if he has no other choice, he may carry it himself in increments of less than 4 amos. You carry it, you walk 4 amos, and you stop. Walk 4 amos, and you stop. The Gemara asks, so why do the sages want to reveal this? So they say the following, because of Kvod Elokim Hester Dover. The verse says, the honor of God, you should conceal a matter. Ukvod Malachim Chakor Dover. But the honor of kings, you should investigate a matter. And so for the honor of Shabbos, we want to, because of the threat of Hashem's honor here, we don't want to publicize this matter. Very interesting. The honor of Kvod Elokim Hester Dover, because the honor of Shabbos, you should conceal a matter. That's why the Gemara didn't want to mention this other option. And the Gemara then mentions this other option of carrying on Shabbos. Very strange. This pasuk, a Kvod Elokim Hester Dover, is used in another context as well. The Medrash of Reishit Rabbah says that when the beginning of creation until Shabbos, you can't investigate it. That's my Sabreshi, you don't investigate it. Why? Because Kvod Elokim Hester Dover, the honor of the glory of God is concealed. From Shabbos and on, you're able to investigate it. How interesting. Once again, we meet the same pasuk. My friends, there's something very interesting about the law of Otsah, of taking out on Shabbos, which we don't have in any other aspect. And indeed, it's interesting because on Yantif, you're allowed to carry L'tzarchei HaChag, right? For the needs of a Yantif, you're allowed to carry. Right? And again, I'm not talking about an Eruf here. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, in pure halachic term, I'm not allowed to carry on Shabbos, right? There are ways to get around it, but we're talking purely in the original sense. Why? So he says, "Ulechora inyan hotsa sharshe yisoda nutzim biinyan mukbulato shel adam." Not leaving on Shabbos is getting to the core of what Shabbos is about, which is about staying in your gvulos, staying in your boundaries. Asher natun hu mipat yitzo briyato mitoch mechitzo vitziyato mitoch vulotav gam hi chashivei maitzem alacha. The moment a person leaves their domain on Shabbos, they're really not only leaving their domain, they're leaving a part of themselves which goes against the way they were created. Let's try to explain this idea. 43, 44 will help us a bit. The Bali Musar explained that what is the problem of Yitzia, of going out? And it's interesting, with very few exceptions, anytime the Chumash uses the word Vayetze or Vateitze, red lights, there's going to be challenges. Right? Vayetze Yaakov is the exception. Kiteitze Lemochama, the Yeshivat Torah, Vateitze Dina. Yitzia has issues. Why? Because when a person is living in their domain, so then they know what the challenges are in front of them and they know how to meet those challenges. The moment a person leaves, they enter into a different world, that's when they have the unknown, the unexpected, and they don't know how to behave in the same way. How many times do you hear from people who are on vacation, so we're not so careful about minyanim, we're not so careful about dress, we're not so careful about the kashrus of food, you don't have to go on vacation. Because we've left our miskeret, we've left our boundaries. When you leave your boundaries, you leave yourself. You leave the core of who you are. Shabbos. The pasuk by the man tells us on Shabbos in 42, Shavu ish techtav. Everyone should sit on their place. Do you know what it means to sit in your place? Says the Siftei Chaim. It means that every person should look at their tafkid, at their mission, at their kaling, at what Hashem has given them, and realize that this is what I need in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I didn't get this, it means that Hashem knows that this is not what I need right now. Shabbos is inherently about don't leave your Dalet Amos. Shabbos is about stay within this structure. Shabbos is about a person going back to the essence of who they are and how they were created. Shabbos is about entering into the core of the creation of man. And therefore, Shabbos enables a person to be able to shvu ish tachtav, to know who I am and what I'm about. And therefore, 45, im kein hagbolos adam b'mlechrotza b'shabbos, tova ma'amadat adam b'shabbos kodesh ayutzol mechono. Shabbos is about bringing a person to their core, that they are bounded, that they shouldn't leave. This is really going back to the way man was created. It goes back to Sheshit Me'a Maisa. And therefore, it's Kvod Elohim Hester Dover. Therefore, the laws of Hatzah on Shabbos are not really about Shabbos. They're about the creation of man. And when we talk about the creation of man, it's before Shabbos is brought into the world, and Kvod Elohim Hester Dover. This is a time of concealment. This is a time of entering into the core. It's entering into the real power of who we are. And therefore, my friends, on Rosh Hashanah, Ve'im Kein, the squiggly zeo gam inya menias ki a shofar b'shabbos, mipa'at isser hotzah mishtal shel mizeh. Do you understand why we don't have shofar on Shabbos? It has really nothing to do with shofar and has nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to do with not going out and carrying on Shabbos. Because the moment you carry on Shabbos, you have lost the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is all about, of what Shabbos is all about, of what human beings are all about, being able to find the core of self. Chazal were worried. Rosh Hashanah is the time when a person enters back into self. The way Rav Pinkas Atzel speaks about it is that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. It's a day where the creation and the individuals created renewed. It's a day where Hashem brings into Yom HaDin the world back into the way He originally envisioned it. Because everything once again goes exactly according to the Creator's will in the beginning. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not in the picture in 48, so to speak. This is the day Hashem brings the world back to the original state of it came up in His thought. This is the, it speaks of the time when the creation of Adam HaRishon before creation as we know it. It's a pristine perfection. Our avodah on this day is to bring ourselves back to the state that Hashem wanted at the beginning of creation. Back to the human being that Hashem wanted to create through Din. On Rosh Hashanah, we need to make an accounting of ourselves vis-a-vis creation. A person needs to ask himself, am I befitting of the title of Adam and not? Am I a true person or not? That's the key. So therefore, my friends, in 46, back to the Modulabina, Va'olelan Bezed, Meneas Kia Shofar B'Shabbos. By not blowing the shofar on Shabbos, Yisoda Hamadat Hadam Nimkomo. By not blowing the shofar on Shabbos, I'm telling a person, you know why we don't blow on Shabbos? Because I'm afraid you're going to walk out. And you know that walking out is the exact opposite of what Shabbos is about and the exact opposite of what Rosh Hashanah is about. Umniyat Yitziyat Adam Rishut HaYochid Shalom Rishut HaBarbim V'im Kein Iya Tekiya B'Zem Emaleid Et Kol Asher HaMaisa Tekiya Itat Zricha Lifol Bo. By not going out, I achieve the goal that is supposed to remind me. Shabbos is a day of looking at self. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah is a day of Kvod Elokim Hester Davar, a day of concealment, V'kesel Yom Chagenu. It's a day when we have to look deep inside of ourselves. Shofar does that. Shofar goes l'fnayim v'lifnim. And on Shabbos, when I don't have the shofar because I'm afraid of Yitzia, that I might do Otzah, I might do the malacha of taking, carrying, that fear of carrying reminds me, not only is the Hebrews the number one, it reminds me that it's a day when I don't go out. It's a day I look within. And looking within achieves that same goal as what shofar is about. Focus in on who you are. What is your specialness? What is your uniqueness? What is it that makes you special? It's the deepest part of self, which is not revealed. Rosh Hashanah is a day of concealment. It's a day of looking within. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah reminds us, go back to the creation. It's Hester Dover. Go back to the way Hashem has envisioned us and ask yourself, are you leaving your confines? Are you leaving that area of safety in your service of Hashem? Or are you being loyal and truthful to the way Hashem has created us? What the shofar achieves on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the not going out achieves on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And the final idea, my friends, is indeed the shofar is blown on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Yehuda Berachayim brings down, Shekadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo tokeya b'yom hazeh. We know Hashem keeps the whole Torah, and Hashem doesn't have this fear of moving out. So kivyochol Hashem blows the shofar on nimsa v'imkei nimsa Shekadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo tokeya b'shofar. And there's no greater irbuv satan than Hashem blowing the shofar. And that's why he brings down in some communities, just like we're very careful not to speak from the moment of the brachos till the last blowing of the shofar, because it's one unit and you can't break it with speech. It's a hefsek, it's a break. So some communities, even on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, don't speak between the 2 points from the beginning of Musaf till the end, because we don't want to break from a Kodesh Baruch who's blowing up the shofar. And my friends, if we listen clearly, we will indeed hear there is a silent shofar being blown. It's a shofar of a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself who's blowing the shofar to wake us up and ask us one question. Ayeka, where are you? Are you the person who I envision at the time of my separation, at the time of creation? I had a vision of every single individual is going to be in this world. Kvod Elokim Hester Davar, this is the deepest point of concealment. This is going back to the beginning of the creation, the deepest part of ourselves. And we have to ask ourselves one question. Am I living up to that image that Hashem has have of me? Can I make Hashem proud of me or not? Rosh Hashanah is the time to realign ourselves this year through the power of Shabbos, through the power of introspection, not leaving self on Shabbos, through the power of Zehirus on Shabbos, and on Rosh Hashanah itself the second day, through all of the above with the Tkiyah Shofar. Wish everybody Ksivim Chasima Tova, to be a year of tremendous bracha and shefa for us and all of Klal Yisrael.